You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Personal loan origination volumes rose 22.3% year-on-year during festive season in October-December, despite the RBI raising risk weight on unsecured consumer credit. A report from CRIF Highmark showed on Thursday, loan origination value rose 13% year-on-year to Rs. 2.3 trillion as on December 31st. The report showed that there is a shifting borrower preferences towards smaller ticket loans during festive season and average ticket sizes falling 8% year-on-year to Rs. 68,400 in December quarter. Public sector banks continue to dominate originations value with a market share of 37.4%. Non-banking financial companies hold a nearly 71% market share in terms of volume. The origination value of auto loans rose 9% to Rs. 88,600 crore as on December 31st. Meanwhile, AU Small Finance Bank is planning to grow its advances at a compound annual growth rate of 25% in next 3 years. Our growth will be slower than previous years because the merger has changed our base. Even with 25% CAGR, we will be able to double our balance sheet in 3 years. MD and CEO Sanjay Agarwal told FE, the Jaipur-headquartered bank, which received its SFB license in 2017, has grown its advances by over 30% annually before merger. Now, management is content with the relatively slower growth. We are aiming for a responsible and sustainable growth as our customer base has crossed 1 crore and the deposited base has reached around Rs. 87,000 crore. So, expectations of customers from bank have increased, he added. In another development, brokerage firms are bullish on Reliance Industries despite a fall in the company's net profit. Several have in fact raised target price for the company's stock and maintain a buy rating. The target price for RIL stock by Jefferies was at Rs. 3,380, Goldman Sachs at Rs. 3,435, Morgan Stanley at Rs. 3,046, UBS at Rs. 3,420 and Nuvama at Rs. 3,500. While most brokerages such as Jefferies, UBS and Nuvama have a buy rating, Morgan Stanley is overweight and HSBC maintains hold on RIL. The target price for the brokerages are as high as 18% from RIL's Friday's closing price of Rs. 2,960.60. Now news related to export. India's agriculture exports strategy is being reworked with greater focus on products whose trade is not regulated. The government has identified 20 farm products whose global imports are over $405 billion for focused push in coming years, official sources said. India's share in world exports of these 20 products, which largely comprises fruits, alcoholic beverages, meat, and products derived from milk and cereals, is $9.03 billion, or just 2.23%. According to Agriculture Processed Food Export Development Authority, unrealized export potential of these products is $56.7 billion. We are working on a detailed strategy on each of these products. Maybe in next 3 to 4 months, we will have a strategy, Additional Secretary in Department of Commerce Rajesh Agarwal said. In a separate development, in run-up to the upcoming Digital India Act, leading global software companies including Microsoft, IBM, Adobe, Amazon Web Services, Zoom, SAP and others have recommended development of a set of standard testing protocols for high-risk artificial intelligence systems. The companies, represented by the Software Alliance Group BSA, emphasize the necessity of a voluntary, market-driven and a consensus-based approach to develop and testing AI systems, particularly those considered high-risk. BSA defines high-risk AI systems as those making consequential decisions affecting individuals' eligibility and outcomes related to housing, employment, credit, education, public accommodation, healthcare, or insurance. In addition to testing high-risk systems, BSA overall recommend policy recommendations for responsible AI use. Now news related to telecom. Jio Platforms, the parent company of telecom operator Reliance Jio, on Monday reported a 2.5% quarter-on-quarter growth in its net profit, Rs. 5,583 crore. For the January-March quarter, consolidated revenue from operations during the period rose 4.2% Q-on-Q to Rs. 28,871 crore on the back of subscriber additions, growth in data and voice consumption. In the absence of tariff hikes and unlimited 5G services, average revenue per user, ARPU, per month was flat at Rs. 181.7. Sequentially, the company said better subscriber mix in the ARPU growth was partially offset by increasing mix of promotional 5G traffic, offered unlimited to subscribers and not yet charged separately. Lastly, Remote, a leading authority in facilitating globally distributed workforces, unveiled its list of the top 100 global destinations for remote work today, with Varanasi claiming the 118th spot. This comprehensive ranking, meticulously curated through an extensive analysis covering quality of life, safety, internet infrastructure, economic factors, travel accessibility, and more, serves as an invaluable resource for digital nomads and remote professionals seeking to align their preferences and career aspirations. Launched in 2021 amidst the burgeoning trend of remote work and lingering travel restrictions, Remote's best destination for remote work gained widespread acclaim. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.